New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So this young man found a hawk moth.
What is a hawk moth?
He raised it.
He raised it. So it was, you know, from caterpillar or whatever to chrysalis to moth.
Okay. Yeah, he hatched it.
Okay. Impressively gigantic moth.
Mm-hmm. And so he had been waiting for the moment to release this hawk moth and see it fly into the nature's wonder and explore its life. I'm sure it's going to go perfect. That's why we're playing it.
First
from the balcony of their apartment.
Okay.
He's little.
This adorable young man.
Make sure you throw him outside the porch so he don't go on nobody else's porch. Go.
Okay. He's got it in his hand.
Do the thumbs up when you're ready.
He seems like he doesn't want to let it go.
Mm-hmm. I bet he does.
I get it. Either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ha! All right, there it goes.
He starts it's flying. Off. He's a big one so you can see him.
Oof. Man, that thing is huge. It's fast, too. Ooh.
Oh, no. There's a bird.
Yep.
No.
Oh, that bird just got a big, big meal.
Even worse, the bird doesn't just take the moth and fly away so that the little boy could hope. Oh, he got away. Nope. It lands on the sidewalk and then consumes it or tries to in front of
Jesus.
Him.
No.
Yep.
No.
Man, that thing is massive.
Oh, he's fighting back his right away.
No, he's not. He's picked at those. He's picked at those.
Fight.
Oh, no.
No.
He's got the wings enough. That moth is not going to get away.
Oh, bless.
Fly like I told you to.
Fly like I told you
I like how dad's just going, no.
Yeah,
the
dad.
End of this is really cute, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, dad.
He doesn't fly.
Hey. I'm
going to
slap the bird. Let's go down.
I want to slap that
Dad,
bird.
Let's go
come
down.
Down.
Shave it, please.
Go, come on. Let's go.
I want to go slap that bird.
Let's go save it, Dad. Man, I don't think you're going to make it, pal.
Yeah, spoiler, the moth did survive.
Our cat likes to go out and hunt. And doesn't always eat everything. Sometimes he just does what cats do and brings it back to go, check it out.
Mm-hmm. Look what I
and
did.
Right before we got back from Green Bay this past weekend, Herman came back into the yard while the boys were playing in the front yard and brought with him the baby bunny he had found, which had, I'm told, no pierce marks from the teeth, but was making those.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And so there the boys chased Herman around the yard and he would let it go and then recapture it, clearly playing with it. And it was traumatic. But I'm told by the boys that the baby rabbit got away finally, probably had like 6 heart attacks and died. But. They were a little traumatized by that. So I can't imagine that poor kid.
Yeah, I discovered something awful about my cat, Bob, 1 week ago. It was last Wednesday. No, it was last Tuesday. And I was driving in my backyard, as I do sometimes. And he was outside, but I didn't realize it. And so I'm driving. And he comes running out of a bush. I scared the crap out of him. And I go, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. And I didn't want to. It was dusk, so I want him to come in pretty soon. So I park the car. I get out. And I go, hey, Bob, come on over. And he trots over. And I go, okay, it's just me. Sorry, you know, no big deal. Didn't mean to scare you. And then he trotted back into the middle of the yard. And I looked over. And I realized that when I used to think that there was no way he could ever catch a rabbit because he is bright white and I have a green lawn, mm-hmm. and he would stalk bunnies and I would laugh from my house yeah. watching him, and he'd get within 10 feet and they'd hop away a ways and then he'd stalk them, but he'd never get anything.
Right.
Well, he's learned, because he didn't have a bunny. He had a rabbit. Like, I mean, ooh. An adult oh. rabbit was decimated in the middle of the backyard. I go, oh, no.
Whoops.
Oh, Bob, what have you done? Oh, you murderous little bastard. I mean, he had blood on his face. Yeah.
Go, that just reminds me of when Kelly and I went to Yellowstone, and the first little pull-off stop yeah. we make, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I'm having a moment getting misty. I'm crying. And this lady 2 feet away from us is like, oh, my God, I got a mouse. Because a raven came by ooh. As Kelly and I were getting out of the car, scooped up a mouse out of this little pull-off area, and was sitting on a branch right in the middle of this gorgeous view, just massacring it.
Shredding it.
Yeah.
Oh, shredding it. Oh, we watched it happen, too.
That sucks a lot.
I was like, dang, that thing's close to the car. What's it got?
Isn't that yeah. funny, though?
That's a mouse.
The majesty of nature.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh. Like, when I watch documentaries, there are times where, the one I think of always is the one, My Octopus Teacher or whatever? Where the guy followed, yeah. he bonded with an octopus. And when that octopus hunts, it's catching innocent underdog creatures, and I root for it. And then when a shark is chasing the octopus because it's the protagonist of this made-up story, I'm like, no, run for your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is it that double standard? Because those animals got to eat too, right?
It's all based on size and how much face you can see.
That's what
it is. You have no problem when a frog eats an insect because you can barely see their little faces. Who cares?
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.